This is WSIU, powered by you. We continue our conversation with SIU President Randy Dunn. We've spent some time talking about the budget. There are more people who are concerned about this on a more specific level. That's new board members.
Yes.
And I know they'll also be taking a first look at what tuition and fees and other budget issues may be at the meeting later this month.
That's right. We're really excited to welcome our returning and new board members. Many listeners are aware that Joel Samburski, who had served on the board for over a year, has been reappointed to his seat. And then, of course, we're bringing on Judge Phil Gilbert, who many in the Carbondale area know well, really in all of Southern Illinois, and Attorney Amy Scholler from the Alton area. It's always a challenge when you have new trustees. I've compared it generally, organizationally, to having an interstate highway. The traffic's going 70 plus miles an hour. You've got people coming up the on-ramp to join this quick flow of traffic. And to some degree, that's what it can feel like for trustees. But obviously, we'll do some orienting, some onboarding, if you will, for those individuals and try to get them at least the basic tools that they need to come in and feel prepared to take on their very important work as effectively as they can. And these are all very sharp people. They love SIU, and I think we're going to see them as very strong additions to our Board of Trustees. Now, with tuition, we will be looking at that at the March 18th meeting. You're aware, Jennifer, that we actually do two-day sessions when our board comes together for a regular meeting. So we'll use the work session on Wednesday afternoon, March 18th, to review a wide variety of tuition and fee proposals with the board. There'll be no action today, and it's really not even a first reading per se, but in an open meeting, we will look at kind of a full range of approaches to tuition and fees. The board will have about a month to consider those, and we will take final action, or at least I'll say we're going to recommend the board take final action on such at the April meeting. We're not going to be able to get back the losses, potential losses in state funding from tuition. In fact, in other venues, I've talked about the fact that if we went to tuition only to try to make up the reductions in the governor's proposed budget, it would take a doubling of tuition. We're not going to be doing that. That's not what SIU is about. But to some degree, the board is going to have to consider whether they want to try to increase local revenue to some degree by pushing on tuition rates a little bit. And we'll, again, try to model a number of things for them. This is a classic policy decision. And, you know, they'll chew on it and decide what they do as they come into the April meeting. But you're not going to see some over-the-top increase. It's just not going to work as part of our business model, but it's going to be an important decision the board has to make.
And again, that's March 18th and 19th.
That's right.
The meeting's on the Carbondale campus. Just a minute or so that we have remaining, and this is a tricky issue, so I want to give you some time. There is a proposal that would move the professional schools and change their reporting lines. There are people who are concerned that moving the medical school, for mm-hmm. example, off of the Carbondale campus will hurt both the medical school and the Carbondale campus. Can you talk a little about your proposal?
Yes. Well, let me say first, there is no moving of the medical school away from the Carbondale campus. It's a strong operation that the school has here. That's not going to leave. That doesn't change. The board last summer had asked me, as well as other staff, to take a look at a change in reporting lines for our first professional schools, for the schools of dental medicine and pharmacy at Edwardsville, law and medicine at Carbondale. The board had asked us to think about medicine reporting to the president and then the other three schools reporting to the chancellor. They currently report to the provost on those campuses. So we're undertaking that study and analysis right now. We look to have something back to the board maybe sometime this spring in that regard, but some have been concerned that it's a reorganization plan, that, as you described, a moving of the campuses. Not at all would it be any of the above, but rather a change in reporting. Some at Carbondale are concerned there would be accreditation issues, that grants would become untethered to Carbondale campus. We don't enter into this lightly and have asked, of course, the medical school to take a look at these issues, as we have done in the system office, and at this point, for that change in reporting from Carbondale Chancellor to the President, we don't believe those issues would be impacted. But obviously, we continue to study as we frame up a recommendation that will come to the board at some point in the near future.
As with so many issues, this one will continue to evolve. Dr.
As
Dunn,
always.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jen.